Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's so good, so wonderfully good to be on the air. And I want to just say to folks that are listening, you can call in at 347-215-9262. And let's talk about what you want to talk about today. I've got a few things I want to do in-house. First, I want to thank everybody here at Mad Dad's office, all the administrative staff and all the outreach staff for all the great and fine work they do and everything that they did to make the Urban League Family Day a success. Thumbs up. You guys really made it happen. It was a wonderful crowd. Sounds of Blackness, Andre Simone, some great performers out there. And there were no incidents of violence at all, and so thank you for that. Festival for Fathers. Many fathers got recognized this summer, and we're excited about that, and there was no violence there. And then the Senior Pride Day. Our seniors are there to recognize and be recognized, and we want to thank our wonderful seniors for being there. We surely appreciated that. And then I want to say to the staff at the YMCA, we ended that this summer. We've been protecting the pool, keeping it safe for our kids. Thank you. Everybody that worked at the YMCA, and the Peace Bus, and North Point. Thank you so very much. You're listening to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. It's exciting to be here. My name is VJ Smith. I am your host. You know, we were just talking about, we pull cards, and we have cards that have messages on them. And this message says, loosen up and let the child out in you. Loosen up. You are never too old, too professional, or too accomplished to laugh and be silly. Allow yourself to play. Let your inner child out and enjoy your life. You know, that's so important. That's some good advice. And I think it's important that we do that. And so many times we don't do that. We don't let the child out in us. We must try to continue to do that. I know that life gets kind of stressful. You talk about bills and all that stuff. But you got to learn to let the child out in you. 347-215-9262. We're going to go with it. Looks like we got a caller here. So I'm going to go right to the phone line. And check in with our caller. How you doing? 2092. Good morning. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Tasha calling from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
Hey, Tasha. So glad to have you on the line. You know, we were just talking about loosening up, and I think it's so important that people learn to loosen up. They get so tight. They get so tensed up, And what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, it should be brought out the kid in everybody, you know, more often than never. You don't see it a lot. You know, people feel as what they went through or what they've been, you know, their past, that it's kind of hard to do that, you know what I'm saying? But I think, you know, if everyone did that, you know, honestly, we'd have a more peaceful world, you know, more joyful, more smiles, you know, more happiness, less crime, less killings, less robberies, less, you know, stealing, hatred, you know, a lot of that could be prevented, you know, because when we were child, if someone pushed us down or, you know, did something, we'll overlook it. You know, we'll probably be mad for a couple of seconds, but within moments, it'll fly past our, you know, head. So I think a lot of us honestly do that more. And then we'll have a better, you know, world to live in.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And you know, I want to just say that because we get so tense sometimes, I think it's got a lot to do with the pressures around us. It's got a lot to do with finances. It has a lot to do with relationships. It has a lot to do with, you know, just the everyday things that you deal with. Some people just like, it's so much inside them, they can't loosen up. Do you have any advice on some things you can do to loosen up?
Yeah, get your feet down for the ladies. you know, massages, watch a movie, take yourself out, do something, you know, that entertains you or, you know, that'll put you into that happy moment, spiritual moment. You know, for the fellas, that might just be hanging out with their boys and watching a football game. You know, for the ladies, that might be sitting and chit-chatting, you know, as the friends came together and they all just, you know, probably had a picnic or let the kids play at the park, you know. So whatever actually puts you in that moment of feeling happy and being able to let all the weight up off of your shoulders and let everything go for a while, I think whatever moment that is, because everybody has a different moment and everybody is a each, and, you know, everybody's a different individual. So whatever makes you happy, you know, stick on that more often than ever. You know, I think that will honestly be the best thing that I could say. I know mine is a relaxing hot bath where I can, you know, close and vent to myself. You know, I'm able to sit there and get a peaceful mind, you know. It definitely helps me. I know that.
Well, that's good. That hot bath, you know, I take showers. I can't remember. I don't know why I haven't took a bath. You know, you just brought something to mind. I used to take them all the time, but now I'm always in a rush. And so it just goes to show, sometimes you need to slow down, slow your roll down, get in the bath, enjoy, loosen up, let the child out in you. Now, name one thing that you haven't done in a long time, Tasha, that is like you want to do it, you know it's like the child in you, but you haven't done it, and you know you want to do it. What is that one thing that you really need to do to let the child out in you?
Honestly, I'd say mine is fishing. I used to do that a lot when my mom used to go to work. She'll, you know, take off for the morning, and me and my sister and brothers will pull out our fishing poles, or, you know, before then we'll make some sticks and put some, tie some string at the end, and, you know, put some little bait on there, some corn. We'll open up a can of corn. And honestly, I haven't did that in a long time. I keep telling myself that I want to do it, and just sitting there and catching a fish and, you know, just catching them honestly has been a moment when I was a child that takes me back to, even when I cook fish, you know, to take me back to that moment of being one of my important times of my childhood.
Well, see, well, I'm going to mandate that you go fishing and you just get your fishing pole and you go out there and just let the child out in you. You know, one of the things I'm going to do, let the child out in me, because I love it. I'm going to the state fair. I'm going to go to the state fair this weekend, and I'm just going to eat all the corn on the cob I can eat, and I'm going to eat one thing of French fries. But other than that, I'm not going to eat a lot of burgers and hot dogs, because I know, you know, I'm going to cheat with the fries a little bit. But I love that little thing of fries. You know, they're good. Well, I'm going to the fair, and you're going to go fishing, okay?
Yes. How soon are you going? You going this week to the fair?
I think I'm going to go to the fair this week. I'm going to loosen up. I'm going to go to the fair this weekend. I'm going to make that happen. Yeah, I'm going to make that happen. And you're going to go fishing. We got another caller. You hold on, Tasha. I'm going to be right back with you. You listen to Blog Talk Radio, and all you have to do is push one when you're ready to talk. We just got talking about how we can loosen up and how we can really let the child out in us, because sometimes we get so grown paying all these bills. We just want to be grown. But it's time to loosen up and let the child out in us. 7329, how you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk. 7329, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio. Where you at? 7329, where you at? Okay, well, I'll come back to you, 7329. I know you probably got tied up with something. Somebody probably distracted you. You might even went to another call. But I am going to, the next thing I'm going to talk about is, when life presents more challenges than you can handle, delegate to God. He not only has the answers, He is the answer. So, you know that life always gives us challenges, but we have to be prepared for those challenges. So, I'm asking you right now, what do you do when you have those challenges? Are you having a hard time delegating those challenges to God? I'm going to go back to 7329. I see you back on there. 7329, are you there?
Yes, I am. Are you there?
Oh, how you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm well. How about yourself?
I am doing great. You want to tell everybody your name?
My name is LaTendra.
LaTendra, we're so glad to have you on Blog Talk Radio. And we just want to know, I just talked about two things. One is, loosen up, laugh, let the child out in you. And the other one was, when you have challenges, why don't you let God handle them? Sometimes we want to handle everything. You want to comment on either one of those?
Yes, I just tuned in a couple minutes ago, actually, and I want to know, why is it so important to let the child out of you?
Well, the reason why it's so important is because there's a child inside of all of us, and you know, even though we grow up and we become adults, some of the things we did as children were really good things. And for instance, just to laugh. Sometimes people stop laughing because they're so grown, they don't want to laugh anymore. Just to smile, because they stop smiling because they got so many issues. Just to love. Sometimes you forget to love as an adult because you've been hurt. You've been abandoned. You've been abused so much. And so you don't even want to, show your love. And so all these things that you stop doing, you stop having fun, jumping rope. And when's the last time that you've jumped rope?
Wow. Probably, it's been over 10 years.
And is there any reason why?
Just haven't come across with the opportunity to jump rope.
And you have a daughter, right?
Yes, I do.
Does she like to jump rope?
I have no idea.
See, think about that.
Yeah.
You have a daughter. You don't even know if she likes to jump rope. You need to find out because y'all could be jumping rope together and having a great time. That's one of the reasons why it's so important to bring the child out in you. You know, I'm going to go right on Facebook and thank you for calling in because how do you spell your first name?
It's Latendra.
Okay, I got you on there, and I want you to start here. We're solving problems here. Now, Tasha is going to go fishing this weekend, okay? And
okay.
Then, and Latendra, if we can get you to jump rope with your daughter sometime this week, before this weekend, have just fun with her. Find out if she wants to jump rope and have her. Y'all just have some fun and let the child out in you, all right?
Okay.
I want you to get that done. It's important because when you bring the child out in you, you watch what happens. So let you do that and then call us back next week and let us know how it went, okay?
Will do.
Now, just hold on and stay with us. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, and I'm so excited because I know on Blog Talk Radio what we do is talk about a number of things and issues. But today we were talking about two things, and that one is to loosen up. You're never too old, too professional, or too accomplished to laugh and be silly. Allow yourself to play. Let your inner child out and enjoy your life. The other thing I was talking about is life presents more challenges than you can handle. Delegate them to God. He not only has the answer, but he is the answer to all your problems and all your situations. All you have to do is to delegate. I'm going to 2092 to see what we got online here. 2092, how you doing? Welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. 2092, how you doing?
Yes,
I'm on.
Tasha.
Huh? What'd you say?
This is still Tasha.
Oh, this is Tasha?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tasha, so did you have any other comments?
No, but I definitely feel this is a topic that needed to be brought up today, and it's a very important one. So for all of the listeners, I hope that they're taking heart to this conversation, and I hope that they use the techniques that you're putting out to them.
Well, you know, one of the things I talk about when you say talk about loosening up, Tosh, is that it's so hard for us to loosen up sometimes because the things that are around us, the people that are around us, the situations that are around us. And I believe that if we begin to look at maybe changing some of the folks around us, changing the way we live, changing how, you know, so many times, how many times have people went out to the club to look, to loosen up when all you did was come from the club more tense because you've seen such and such, or you heard some gossip about this, or this and this happened. So, you know, we also go out looking for adult entertainment when really the most fun is sometimes right at home in our house with our kids.
Yes, that's true.
And as a mother, you know that. You probably go sometimes, man, I have so much fun with my kids. And there's days you go, can't wait to get away from them knuckleheads.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we sometimes have to create that because you still always have to be a parent. You can't be really friends with your kids if you're trying to guide and direct them. Maybe when they get older, you can be more of a friend. But really, when they're getting young, you have to be that parent. So you always, there's always a fine line, right? that you have to maintain as far as being a parent and then being close with your kids. It's good to be close with them as long as they know where they stand with you, and I think that's important. And so many times I think parents cross the line and they get too loose. Like, let's have a drink together. Or like, let's get high together. That's too loose.
Yeah.
You agree with that, Tasha?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
Well, we're going to go back to some other folks on the line. That was Tasha. She is going fishing this weekend, and she's going to do some great things. We got Brother L.A. in the room. L.A., how you doing, man? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Where'd you go, L.A.? Did he leave? Okay, he was just in here. I'm going to go to somebody that's been on hold that wants to talk. Oh, she just hung up. I was just getting ready to go to her, but she hung up. And I was going to talk a little bit about the kind of challenges that we have when you that you need to delegate to God. I think some of those challenges that you have that you need to delegate to God are your financial challenges, you know. L.A.'s in the room. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right, man. How you doing, BJ?
Good. We've been talking about loosening up, man, and letting the kid out of you. And I feel like, you know, so often, man, we don't want to loosen up and let the kids out of us. And could you talk about how do you do that?
Well, sometimes I like to dance. I like to have fun. I like to enjoy myself. And I like for everyone else who are around me, enjoy yourself. So every now and then, you got to let that kid out. And that's what sometimes people don't do that. And that's why they're so stressed out. Because they don't let the kid out.
And the kid out, so when you're dancing out there, that's the kid in you.
That's the kid, man.
You know, Tasha and LaTundra, they want to try to dance like you, man. I heard them say they would like to dance like you.
I would like to work with Tasha because I see a lot of tension in her, and she needs the kid to come out of her. So I show her how to dance. I will.
You show her? Let's get her on the line and see if she's willing to do that.
Okay.
Tasha, did you hear that? Where'd she go? Oh, whoa.
Dancing.
I don't know what that is. That's a lot of noise on that phone. But, you know, we have to get, maybe I can get LaTundra on here. She's on the line. LaTundra?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, L.A. said he would like to bring the kid out in you by showing you some dance steps. Are you prepared to do that?
Sure. I'll give it a try.
You going to give it a try? Okay, well, it sounds like we've got a caller.
We got us a caller,
we got
man.
A caller that wants to do it. Give it a try. Thank you very much. We're going to get you on there and get you trained. L.A.'s going to train yourself, do a dance, and we'll have you in our next up-and-coming video. Come on in here, honey. I've got a young lady in here. She's a young mother. And we're going to – come on in. Yeah, come on in. Introduce yourself to everybody.
Jennifer Fatness.
Now, you got to speak up a little bit. You're on.
Jennifer Fatness.
And Jennifer, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24 years old.
Yep.
And how do you loosen up? You know, we were saying that you have to loosen up and you have to laugh and be silly to allow the inner child inside of you out. How do you do that? And speak up loud so people can hear you.
With my son.
And I mean, how do you do that with your son? What do you do?
We act silly, make beats, dance, turn on music, just do weird, goofy stuff.
You make beats?
Yeah.
Like, let me hear, can I hear how that, you know?
Beatboxing, like.
Oh, that's,
wow.
That's pretty good. You do the beatbox?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Why
you
like it. Well, let me hear it. Let's let them hear that. Listen to this, y'all. Beatbox. Go ahead. Let me hear that. That was cool. Yeah, go ahead.
I can't do it without him.
Oh, you need him to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all do it together. That's something y'all do together. That sounds really cool, is beatboxing and doing that together. And how old is your child?
He's three.
He's three. And one of your passions is to help mothers, right?
Yes.
And how would you like to help mothers?
To have a group home for teen moms between the ages, well, not just teen moms, but a group home between the ages of 14 and 17,
mm-hmm.
and then 18 to 24 apartment mm-hmm. complex for moms so they can continue getting their education.
Wow.
Wow, that's, Chinafon, that's really cool. Now, Chinafon, how you spell that? C-H?
I-N-N-A-P-H-A-N.
Okay, Chinnafon, that is a wonderful name. What does that mean?
A child that brings and receives blessings.
Ooh.
Wow, Chinnafon, a child that brings and receives blessings. What do you think about having a name like that? That is beautiful.
I think it's very powerful. And my name, the meaning of my name and where my name comes from tells a lot about who I am as a person, because I'm strong. And I try to help others as much as possible. And I do consider myself very blessed from the background I come from.
You know, do you mind if we talk just a little bit about your background and where you came from? What background did you come from?
Abusive background. At the age of 4, I was taken away from my mom. At the age of 14, between 4 and 14, I was mistreated, abused, treated like Cinderella because my stepmother hated me because I was somebody else's child. At 14, raped, going in foster care. And
that's all right, man. That's all right. Come on. We're not trying. All right, now, you know, we get them tears get to come in here. That's a mad dad thing now, y'all. We had to back her up because we, you know, I don't want y'all crying. Now, I'm going to have to go to the line and see what's going on. But, you know, because we get everybody crying up in here now. Latendra?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you heard Chinnafon and what she was talking about. She's a strong young lady. She wants to open up a home for other women. What do you think about that?
I think that's great, and I just want her to keep her head held high and continue to ask God to lead and guide her, and I want her to be obedient to those things that God is having her to do. And I appreciate her.
Yeah, and I think it takes a strong woman to, you know, kind of give that testimony, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so we're proud of you. You just keep going. And then we're going to go and talk to Tasha. Tasha, what do you think about Chinnafon? Tasha? Okay, we can't. Something's wrong with Tasha's phone. We kind of lost her. I don't know what happened. But have I got my main man, Sharpbody, in here? I'm going to click him on and see if it looks like he's on the line. Sharpbody?
What's happening, OG? How y'all doing today, man?
Oh, hey, you didn't push that one, so, you know, I didn't think you wanted to talk today. I thought maybe you just was going to listen in, but I can't believe that you ever not want to talk, okay? So
I want to check it out. I was trying to check out the scene, what's going on first. You know, a lot of people try to talk about what they don't know about, so I'm trying to figure it out first. You know, I want to figure out what's going on.
But we're talking to Chinnafon. Chinnafon wants to open up a home for young girls, and she was abused and raped as a young girl, and so her passion is to help other young girls be successful, and she wants to empower other young women, man, to be all they can be, and so we just thought we'd get a little insight and opinion from you, sir.
Okay, that's what I heard a little bit of her story, man, and I want to say thank you for sharing that with us, my queen. That's what it's about, you know. A lot of people that come from where we come from with these negative backgrounds and these negative situations in our life, we look past the positive things that can help us get out of those negative situations. So, you know, it's good to for her to keep on believing in her God, get the talent, which is helping to save people as well as learning with herself, you know. And just know that that's a God, get the talent, and keep doing it. Because, like a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people that where we come from, we're surrounded by so much negativity that it destroys our belief. You know, because they say we're strong people, but you can't be strong if you don't believe your God gets the talent. You know what I mean? That's the way to be strong. That's the way to learn how to control the money. That's the way to learn how to control your destiny. You know what I mean? And she sounds like she's on the right path. And like the woman said before, after her, you know, you gotta keep your belief in God first. You know what I mean? Put him first and just believe your God gets the talent no matter what and keep on saving people. You know? So, you know, that's what I got to say about that situation.
You know, thank you very much, Sharpbody. I hear you got a new video that's out, and tell us a little bit about your new video.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be we finna be shooting footage in Minneapolis come Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. We got a video we shooting for the community. We shooting three videos. We having a block party on 14th and Upton over North Minneapolis. And we invite everybody out to come out there and have some fun with us, man, with this video shoot. It's going to be a whole weekend set for us. It's for Minnesota. We showing some love out here to Minnesota. It's a nice video. You know, it's family-friendly, so come out there and show your butt off. You know, get a solo shot with us. Get some free autograph books. You know, we're going to be giving free autograph books. We're going to be giving free CDs. You know, come have some fun with us this weekend in Minnesota. We're here for a second, so let's get it.
Man, that is great, man. I'm so proud of you, Shaw Buddy. I really am. We've been so busy, man, dealing with all the homicides and stuff that's been going on. We haven't had a chance to schedule our time to do our video, but you can believe it's on our agenda. But we have these lives that we're trying to, these families that we're trying to nurture and deal with. But you got to believe the Mad Dad video is coming, man, and we're excited about that, too. So if there's anything we can do to help.
Excuse me, sir. My bad. Man, you out there working with God, man, making major moves for the community, man. That's more than anything, man. You know, the video that's gonna come, man. That come with the movement we're doing. So you know, it's just a blessing to be working with y'all out there in the streets, man, helping to save our people, man. Cause it's time to wake them up, man. Thank you for that, DJ. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, brother. We're gonna go back to Jennifer, and I'll come back to Shaw Buddy in a little while. What are some of the? Why do you feel there's such a need for a place like that to work with women?
I did outreach, street outreach, through Face to Face, and there's a lot of single moms that are getting put out of where they were staying and are either in an abusive situation and have to drop out of school or feel like they have to run up under their baby daddy because I'm like, don't no one else want to help them. They have no other way to get out. And I feel like if they have somewhere to go as far as that's positive, that want them to get educated and better themselves for their children, it would be a lot more successful women instead of single mothers.
Well, you're absolutely right. It would be a lot more successful women if there was a place. And so you're saying there's no place for young mothers to go right now?
There's programs. There's one program for teen moms between the ages of 14 and 17, and that's in St. Paul. And they stay there until they graduate, and then after that, it's that. And then there's, transitional programs, but it's more so they want you to stay under their thumb. They're not trying. I was in a transitional living program, and I'm bettering myself. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and they still find ways to, kind of put you down as far as, well, you're not meeting with us every week, so here's a strike or this and that when you're working full-time hours, or they're not willing to work around the schedule, or, I don't feel like it's 100%.
Okay. And so you kind of feel like as a young woman, exactly what young mothers need, and you feel like, one of the things that you can do is take your vision and take it to the next level. I'm going to go to Tasha and see what Tasha thinks about your vision. I hope Tasha's got her phone fixed. We're having a little problem. Tasha? Yeah. She ain't got her phone fixed. She got something going on with that phone. We're gonna go back to... a man that's got a vision, a man that's got a plan, he's always planning with a vision. That's Shaw Buddy. And he knows what it's like to be to have a vision and not, have people to back you up. You have to fight, and fight really hard. So this brother here has really fought hard to do what he's doing. He does it all over the country. And so, y'all might be able to partner up. And if he's doing the music, you can find places for these kids to be. Shaw Buddy, what do you think? She's trying to start a vision, man. And It's going to take a lot of work. You got any advice for her?
Yeah, well, the thing is, being in the game, just know that sacrifice must be made and know that a lot of disappointment is going to come first, Nothing's going to go the way it's planned at all first. It's all about a learning process, man. See, a lot of us be scared to learn and think that we look stupid or think that we look dumb for asking questions, that everybody else not scared to ask. You know what I mean? I had to learn, when you get to the business world, when you're trying to do something for yourself successfully, you have to learn how to measure your well-being. Know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Know when not to be embarrassed to ask a major question. So through the 10 years I've been doing what I've been doing, you know, I've learned the business world, learned how to conduct myself to where I know how to talk to people and get my books put in outside outlets than the other than bookstores. You know, now I got it in liquor stores, barbershops, beauty shops, you know, gas stations. I took it outside my boundaries, you know, so I could reach the people that I need to reach. You know what I mean? Saying that to say, don't let one direction destroy your major goal, which is like if your minors are not working, I always go for another minor that can get you to that major goal. Because if I couldn't get no books sold in the literary world, now that I got my books in corner stores and liquor stores and barbershops, now I got it in different outlets to where it's getting to the people that need to really get to it. So saying that to say, always know that you're gonna have a lot of so-called failures or back down. Just keep believing in your talent, and it's gonna work. Just believe in God and keep believing in that talent.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Sherbody, for that advice. Tenafonso, you know, what do you think about the advice he just gave? Is that good advice for you?
Yes, it is. And I keep my faith. It's strong. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. I'm looking at places where I can volunteer. And I believe it's going to happen. It might not happen overnight, but I know it's going to happen for sure. Because I know it's my calling.
It's your calling. And if you do what you're called to do, nothing but the best can happen. And like Sharpbody says, you know, you just stay focused on your task. It's not going to be easy. There's times when Sharpbody's phone get disconnected and I get mad, mm-hmm. and I try to figure out, dang, I wonder if he need 20 or 30. You know, I don't know what he going to need, but I can't get him on the phone to find out. But some kind of way, Sharpbody gets that phone back home, you know, and he's got a lot of pride. He don't go around, you know, asking people for handouts. He just try to get what he got to get. And I'm proud of him, too, man. And you keep doing what you're doing, Sharpbody. For real, man. I love you, man.
Hey.
We got a lot of respect for what you're doing.
Thank
yes,
so
sir.
Much,
so, all right, bro. That was Sharpbody. Now we're going to go back. I'm trying to get Tasha on. But I don't know what she's doing. Tasha, are you there?
No.
Who is this?
This is Latendra.
Hey, Latendra, do you have any more comments for Jennifer about
no.
what she's doing?
Just keep on doing. Oh, I did have a question. Where can one go to donate to her vision that she has, these group homes, to get it going? Where can one go to donate?
Well, right now we're trying to set up something for her. She's going to probably be going under the Mad Dad's umbrella at some point when she's ready, but right now she's being mentored by me, and we're working on trying to pull that together. So right now you can just hold off on that donation until we give you further notice, okay?
Will do.
But I think that's great that you want to donate. We're just not quite ready yet.
Okay.
That's a good question. Now we know who to go to when we're ready. We're going to come to you, okay?
Okay.
I know you're going to kick off that first donation. I'm going to try to see if I can get Tasha over here. We can get Tasha on the line. I got Brother Leroy here. Brother Leroy, how you doing, man? And is he still here? Oh, he left. Okay. Tasha, are you there? Tasha got something going on. She got something going on over there. I don't know what Tasha's doing, but I cannot get her on the line. I just want people to know that a lot of times when we tell people about how to do stuff, they say we're dream busters because they want to come in our office and do something right away that day. And if it doesn't work, then they walk out. Jennifer has came in our office. We met. We've put some plans together. We've talked about some things. And she knows some steps she has to do. I'm proud of her. You know, you may have a dream and you may think you can be just like Mad Dads tomorrow, or you can be just like Sharpbody and just start recording and everybody will know who you are in about a week. It doesn't happen that way. You have to sacrifice a lot. You have to give up a lot. and you have to work really hard. And am I correct, Short Body? You know, I know people probably
right.
come to Short Body with the same message. Man, I want to be just like you. I'm going to be better than you. I'm going to be that like that Tuesday. It's Monday, and you want to be like that on Tuesday.
That's right. And that's another thing, man. Like, it's about, like, when I say believe your talent, like, okay, there's a lot of people out here rapping. There's a lot of guys that are talking about they write books, they write poetry, and they talk about they can't get out of their situation. But saying that to say, you know, I tell them like this, I'm not finna rap or get on nobody's music if they're going to just play it around themselves and admire their own talent to themselves. You know, I'm not going, I can't work for you. You know what I mean? You have to believe in your talent. You have to believe in what you worth, what's worth. You know what I mean? You have to know that if you could go out there and sell a bag of weed or a bag of crack and without no problem and tell somebody on the street you got it, you got to feel that same way about when you put that music out with me. When you get on that track with me, man, you got to go outside on the block and push this with this CD. You know what I'm saying? When you write this book, you got this book out here with me and we're going to do these book signings, man, you got to be doing a book signing in one of these cities, in one of these states, and trying to get this money right so we can get up out this mind frame of where we can't make it. You know what I mean? My thing is, it ain't about the money, fam. It's about believing in yourself, man. It's about teaching our people belief. They took the belief from our people. So I don't dwell out getting the money. That's just to help me get to where I get to more people and let the word out there to more people, you know, to help you use that. I make the money work for me. I let it not use me. I let it get to my next level. You know what I mean? That's what it's about, you know. You have to be able to know the bad from the good, you know, and don't sell your soul to these people out here because they will have you sell your soul, you know what I mean? And when I say sell your soul, I mean choosing the bad over the good, letting the money make you, let it make your next direction instead of you believing in what your talent is to make you make the next direction, you know? So you got to believe in that God and keep it with you all the way around. And learn what you're getting into before you get into it because you can get a lot of money. They can give you. They gave me $200,000 and plus to sign me. But I'm not selling my soul. I'm not gonna give them what they want. They gotta do it for the level and what we gotta do for us. You know, I've seen a lot of people sell their soul in this business while I'm out here trying to do what I gotta do. That's another reason why I'm not rich right now. Cause I'm not gonna sell my soul. I'd rather do it the way I gotta do it and live and learn with my people first. You know, it's called getting the power, then getting the money.
Well, I like that, man. Thanks a lot, Short Body. That was Short Body. Looks like I got another caller. How you doing? 5979. How you doing?
I keep blessing us out every day.
Okay. You got a comment, sir?
Yes, I did, too. Chuck did not bless us out yesterday. I blessed us out.
Excuse me, you're on the air, sir. You're on the air, sir. Okay, wait a minute. I don't know what he was talking about, but I was trying to get him on the air. But you listen to the Blog Talk Radio. And Chinnifon, before we go, any closing words?
I just feel like people should stay strong no matter what you're going through. And I'm 100%, I back this up. No matter what you go through, keep your head up because it's not going to last for long. God will pull you through anything and everything.
That's right. God will pull you through anything and everything. Short Body, any last minute quotes you like to say? Anything you like to say before we hang up?
I love y'all, my queens. Make sure y'all keep y'all head up. We love y'all. We out here to help y'all. We gonna do it the best we gotta do, man. Mad Dash.
That's Short Body. That's my guy. Latendra, any last comments before we go?
Just stay prayerful and keep your head up.
Stay prayerful and keep your head up. I like that. I'm gonna try her one more time. But this girl driving me crazy.
Okay.
Where you at? Oh, there she still got some more crazy stuff going on. She going crazy over there. You listen to Blog Talk Radio, Minneapolis Mad Dads. You can always come check us out. Our phone number, 612-366. Now, that's my cell. 612-822-0802. That's 612-822-0802. Or you can come by our office at 3026 4th Avenue South. Where our support group is tonight at 5 o'clock in partnership with Urban Ventures at 3023 4th Avenue South. 3023 4th Avenue South. Look forward to seeing you then. Thank you, and God bless you.